go through the Kal Vachomers of the Gemara rather quickly. I'd like to get down to Adam Ud Lailam. I just want to point out what's taking place here in the Gemara. The Gemara here from Chafei Amidais and Chafei Amid Aleph asks from three different Kal Vachomers. Basically, if you understand what's going on in the Gemara, what the Gemara is basically doing is dealing with Reb Tarfon of the Mishnah. What happened is, Reb Tarfon of the Mishnah pointed out that if you take Shein and Regel and Keren, and then you take Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaNizik, so you have a theory. Because Rishus HaRabim, Shein, Kal, and Keren is Kamal, Keren pays Rishus HaRabim, and this is Pater. Rishus HaNizik, Shein is Kamal, pays Nezik Shalim, and Keren is Kamal. So that's the contradiction in what it says in the Torah, L'chayra. Which is Kamal, which is Kamal, Shein is a regular Keren. Rishus HaRabim, this is Kamal, this is Kamal, and Rishus HaNizik, this is Kamal, and this is Kamal. So Reb Tarfon did, because of this, so Reb Tarfon took this one and he said that we make that common. That Reb Tarfon's shita was that Karapet doesn't show him even the time Rishus HaNizik. Now we don't nemon like him. So the Gemara deals with this problem. The three Kal Vachomers we're going to learn now deals with this, this, and this. With all three, something is not right. Reb Tarfon said this is the one to change. We don't agree with Reb Tarfon. So basically, what the Gemara does in the three Kal Vachomers is it goes through these three to balance, to make it right. And obviously, all three doesn't change. The first one, on the bottom of Chafei Amidais, Tehei Shein V'Regel Chayev V'Shus HaRabim. So which one is it changing? Right, so here the Gemara is saying, let's change this one. Okay, so the first one is the Tarfon here, the second one is this. Right, that's actually the first kasha, right? Tehei Shein V'Regel Chayav V'Rishus HaRabim. To make it work, let's change that one. Tehei Shein V'Regel Chayav V'Rishus HaRabim, and call the Kal Vachomer. Madach Kerish V'Rishus HaNizik. Einu Mishalom Al-Chati Nezik. V'Rishus HaRabim Chayav Es. So you see, Rishus HaRabim is more chomer, and Rishus HaNizik is more kal. So Shein V'Regel, Rishus HaNizik Mishal Nezik Sholei. And he did Rishus HaRabim V'Chayim. So therefore, you have to switch that kal to a chomer. That's the Gemara's question. And if the Gemara is going to say on all three, the Gemara answers, on the crow, we are b'steyach ever like Rishus HaRabim. Each kal v'chayim, the Gemara will say, it's Xeris HaKosov. So here it says, we are b'steyach ever. Did I mean that you pay Nezik Sholei? Pagu Kamina. And that also, on Makro, the Chatzu was Kaspay, Kaspay Shalzeh, Beloi, Kaspay Shalachem. So the Gemara answers it from Zeris HaKosov. Fine. The third, Loi Tehei, Shein V'Regel Chayevis B'Shus HaNizik, El HaChatzi Nezik. Now it starts up with Shein V'Regel B'Shus HaNizik. You'll realize what's happening. So it says, if you're not going to change this, so then change this one. Make this one, this is the third, and the Gemara, obviously it's going to be the fourth. Now it starts up with this one. You're saying that Shein V'Regel is more chomer than Keren. Rishus HaNizik, that Shein V'Regel pay Nezek Sholei. And Keren pays Chatzi Nezek. Change that one. Loitei Shein V'Regel chayevis Rishus HaNizik, ala Chatzi Nezek, v'kal v'chayim v'mikeren. Umadach keren shem b'shus harabim chayedes. B'shus hanizik ein mishalom es alachatzi nezik. Umadach keren, which is chomor, that b'shus harabim it pays. Yet, b'shus hanizik ein mishalom es alachatzi nezik. Shem v'regel shem b'shus harabim ptura. Ein edin shem b'shus hanizik chatzi nezik. So the Gemara answers the same type of teretz. Amakra Yishalim. It says Yishalim.
Tashlum in Ma'alya, full pay. So that knocks off the third one. Now the fourth one. The fourth box is the Chumrah of Karen, that Karen pays Bishas Arabin. For the Gemara Leite, Karen Bishas Arabin Chayiv. Knock off the fourth one. Karen Bishas Arabin shouldn't be Chayiv, Makabal Chayiv. Madach Shem Eregel, Shem Bishas HaNizik Nezik Sholem. Madach over there where Bishas HaNizik is Chayiv Nezik Sholem, Bishas Arabin Petura, Karen Shem Bishas HaNizik Chayiv Nezik Sholem, Bishas Arabin Petura. Vaita, St. Terence, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Amar Kura Yechzun, In Chatzin Nezik Cholok, Bishas Arabin Lebishas Ayach. End of this Gemara. So the Gemara goes through basically all four boxes. One of them is the Mishnah, or Tafin's the Mishnah. And the Gemara goes through the other three, and basically we're saying this Gezeres HaKosas, Taka doesn't shtim, and because it doesn't shtim, there's a doesn't shtim with Kabachimis, but it's Gezeres HaKosas, so Taka doesn't shtim. At the end of it. There's one of these four that the Maran brings from the Tesis Hashanim that Shrek. And that is the one that we numbered number three. Now, the first Kavachimer on this argument. Gemara wanted to say that Regel should only pay Chatzin Ezek. Gemara wanted to say that Regel should only pay Chatzin Ezek because if Karen only pays Chatzin Nezek, so Regel also should only pay Chatzin Nezek. That was the Gemara's kasha. So the Maram, in the name of the Tesis Yishanim, is the kasha. How could you say that Regel should only pay Chatzin Nezek? If all Regel pays Chatzin Nezek, so what's the halacha we should have seen after Tzoraris? You know, it's a lachem Hashem Sinai that Tzoraris pays Chatzin Nezek. So, if you hold Regel pays Chatzin Shalem, say, understand, Tzoraris pays Chatzin Nezek. But if you, in your kasha you want to say that Shema Regel should pay Chatzin Nezek always, so then what's the lachem Hashem Sinai of Tzoraris for? How'd you answer that? What about Chatzin Nezek? What is the Olchem Mishnah saying? Chatzin Nezek of Tzoraris. All Regel Chatzin Nezek. So what's the Olchem Mishnah saying of Tzoraris? All Regel Chatzin Nezek. Just like Moshe Messina says that Tzoraris pays Chatzin Nezek, it implies that all Regel pays Nezek Shalom. So what's the Gemara of Kasha? So what would you answer? Svara Teretz. Anybody? What? No, there's all from Sinai that exists. No, I'm a cheshmer parent. What? Is there any boy in the head? She's a rabbit potter. Rabbit potter. If we want to say that this chumrah shouldn't exist, because it can't be worse than Karen, what's it done by Karen? What's it done by Karen? Huh? What's it done by Karen? Tells me to town and pays Chatzin Nezek. And to move it, it pays Nezek Shalom. Right? Right? Three times it's a town, and the fourth time it's a move it. So if I'm going to say this box should be the same as this box, right? And the Gemara's kasha, and it says that this chumrah shouldn't exist, just like here, it's a tam is chatzin nezek, and mu'ud is nezek shalom. So when the Gemara was asking that this should be the same as this, you would have to do the same thing. You'd say that regel, the first three times is chatzin nezek, and the fourth time is nezek shalom. What?
Reality
even
how it really is. It's always
important. That's a good point. One second. The Maram says this parrot. The Maram says that what's the kasha? What's the kasha? That what do I need tzeraivus for? You ask me, what do I need tzeraivus for? It pays chatzi nezek anyway. But it only pays chatzi nezek the first three times in that half a meter. Well, we wanted to say that box, that chumrah, should be as cool a dick as the box under it. It still would pay nezek shalim the fourth time. So since it was still pay nezek shalim the fourth time, so now I need tzeraivus to tell you at the fourth time, if it's tzeraivus, it pays chatzi nezek. The halacha mishum b'Sinai makes sense. That's the Maram's teretz. That's a logical teretz. But it's not the Tesis Yishanim's teretz. That's the Maram's teretz. The Tesis Yishanim says a different teretz. The Tesis Yishanim says that in the Havamina, when we wanted to say that Shem Regel or always Chatzi Nezek, Soiris would have been a quarter Nezek. It's Chatzi Regel. Whatever Regel pays, Soiris pays half of that. So in the Havamina, that Chamber Regel pays half, Soiris would have paid a quarter, half of whatever Regel pays. And remember, it wasn't a kasha that what do I need it for? That's the Tosfos Yishanim's text. So you have two choices on the kasha. Maram, which is a Cheshbon teretz, and Tosfos Yishanim, which is a Chiddush. Tosfos Yishanim is saying that the halacha Moshe b'Sin have tzrayris chatzi nezek, I would have said it means quarter nezek. When we learned the sugya of tzrayris, and really already on Daf Gimel, we declared when the Torah says tzrayris pays chatzi nezek, is the pshat that tzrayris is a separate mazik, pay separate gedor mazik, pays chatzi nezek, or is tzrayris like a tam of regel? It's a half regel. Well, what's the din of tzrayris? It's a din of chatzi nezek. It's a din of half regel. The tam of regel. So we said that should be totally the Gemara Shaila. Gemara has a suffix on the Gimel of the days. If Tzrayris pays Megufay or Minaliyah, Regel pays Minaliyah. That means you pay even more than the worth of the animal. Tam, Karen Tam, is the only thing that pays Megufay. You only pay the value of the animal, no more. On Daf Gimel, the Gemara declared, what about Tzrayris? Tzrayris, which is Chatzi Nezek, does it only pay Megufay, like Tam? Or does it pay Minaliyah like all regal? So we understood that the Gemara Shaila is how to look at Tzrayris. Is Tzrayris a type of Tam of regal? And then, just like the Tam of Karen only pays Megufay, I would say Tam of regal only pays Megufay? But Tzrayris is a separate matzik that pays Chatzi Nezek. That was the Shaila. And Daf Yud Ches, where we had the Boye Yesh Hadol at Tzrayris, if you can be a Mu'at by Tzrayris, if Tzrayris three times becomes a Mu'at to pay Nezek Shalim, we said it's totally the same Safik. I think it was Rabban, both places maybe. That the same Safik. The Safik is, how do you look at Tzrayris? Is it a separate matzik that pays Chatzi Nezek? Or is Tzrayris a tam of regel? If it's a tam of regel, so just like the tam of Karen could turn into a mu'at, the tam of regel also could turn into a mu'at. That was our suffix. How to look at Tzrayris. The Tosfos Yishanim's teretz fits better if you look at Tzrayris as a tam of regel. If you say Tzrayris, I'll just say that pays half. What's he answering? That then it would pay a quarter. If those who say that pays a half, what are you telling me? According to this Gemara, the regal pays a half, Tzoris pays a quarter. Why should Tzoris pay a quarter? Lachim Shusinai is, Tzoris pays a half. If the Lachim Shusinai is that Tzoris is a half regal, it's a Chatzi regal, that's apparently what the Tzis Hashanah is meant on. The Tzoris is a half regal, so regal is half, it's Chatzi regal, the Tzoris is quarter nezek. However that goes, this goes. If it's better with that side, then you buy it. Put it to the other side. You have to go to Maram's parents. But the truth is, the Maram's parents also only fits like one side. What did the Maram say? That if Regal pays Chatzin Ezek with Tzrayris, the fourth time. That the fourth time it pays Chatzin Ezek. So that only makes sense. Okay, Tzrayris is not a type of time. Even the fourth time it still pays Chatzin Ezek. It's a separate matter, it pays Chatzin Ezek. So Tzeis Yishonim's Teretz fits better if you look at Tzrayris as a half Regal. So it makes sense. Here pays a quarter. The Maram's Teretz fits better if Tzrayris is a new magic. If a new magic, it pays Chatzin Ezek. Even the fourth time it pays Chatzin Ezek, and it fits better with that side of the clan.
Well, you want to say that. It means Chatzin Ezek. It means Chatzin Ezek. It's going to be Chatzin Ezek. It doesn't have to be Chatzin. More even close.
Who's he by? Yes, it's very. It's also rather. Very rather. Names don't fit, but you're right. The boy of Shira Litzrayrus. The boy of Yeshira Litzrayrus. Yeshira Litzrayrus. It fits nicely that the 30 bayit, Yeshina Litzrayrus, meaning when we say Tzrayrus is Chatzin Ezek, it's Meshuna, does it go down to half of that, may also be talking in this Shiloh, this player. Could be that
Gufa talking. Even part of Ain Shinui, nothing to do with the Rashi says Ain Shinui.
But why should it go down to a quarter? Because Karen goes down. Because Regal, the saying in Regal is Nezek Shalei, Tzrayus is Chatzin Ezek. If Regal is Chatzin Ezek, Tzrayus goes down to a quarter. Why should Tzrayus be linked to Regal? Why should Tzrayus be linked to Regal? Why were Regal Nezek Shalei, Tzrayus Chatzin Ezek? Regal is Chatzin Ezek, Tzrayus is a quarter. They're only linked to each other, it's like a time and moon. If you look at Tzrayus as a separate magic by itself, so Mechayrit should not be linked, it shouldn't be totally in Regal. Right? When our Gemara says all Regal should be Chatzin Ezek, why should Tzoros go down to a quarter? If it's a time of, Tzoros is a time of Regal, I understand it depends on Regal. But it's not, if it's a separate Mazik unto itself, it's a little hard to see why it should be totally in Regal. Akapanim, these are the three Yivayis. Now, if you're going to be Ma'ayim into the next Gemara, you'll realize that the Gemara of Yechap is doing the same thing, the next two Kavachayvus. Where do the next two Kavachayvus come in here? Kaifer. Where does Sugiyat Kaifer come into this Gemara? We're not talking about Kaifer. The whole Sugiyat is about Karen Shayna Rega. I'll tell you where it comes in. So, the Gemara is doing in the next Gemara is exactly the same type of a thing that we have here. And just like you have this box and this inconsistency in the rules of the Torah, and it's not going to be consistency because there's a parsing. If you make a similar type of box, if you take Sharanava, other mamazic Sharanazic, and you compare it to when they kill, when they're mazic, and when they kill. Okay? When they're mazik, the shar only pays nezek, cow, and adam pays nezek, tzari, bishetz, and baishetz.
So Adam is Chomer.
Right? By Mazik, Adam is Chomer. Adam and Mazik pays Nezik, Tzarek, Yishevs, and Baishas. And Shor only pays one. When they kill, a Shor pays Paifer. And Adam is Patef and Paifer. So Tashlumim, by killing, by Adam is Kal, and by Shor is Chomer. So, if you make a chart, you write it, you see that the same problem you had here, that the Kala Chomer don't shtim. They're inconsistent. You have the same problem between Shor and Adam. If Shor is Mazik, Adam is Mazik, Adam pays more than Shor, because it pays Nezik, Tzarek, Yishevs, and Baishas, it pays the other Dalet Dvarim. And Mammon HaMazik never pays Dalet Dvarim. And if it kills, a Shor has a Chumrah that it pays Kaifer, and Adam doesn't have. It doesn't pay Kaifer. It has a Kula. It doesn't pay Kaifer. This is the answer to what the next Kabbal Chaymers are doing in this Sunya. What are they doing here? What are they doing? Teretz, is this the same inconsistency that started with the Reb Tarfon in the Mishnah? That the Torah seems to be not consistent in the Kula and the Chumra. L'chayr, we have the same problem here. Now, L'chayr, the Gemara should ask four kashas. Change this, change that, change that over there, and there's on all four. But here, the Gemara only asks two. Which two? Let's see it inside. Yehei Adam chayiv b'kaifer mekal v'chayiver. Let Adam pay kaifer. Madach shor she'ena chayiv b'arba dvarim chayiv b'kaifer. Madach shor, which is not chayiv in arba dvarim, it's chayiv in kaifer. You see, kaifer is easier to be mechayiv. So Adam shechayiv b'arba dvarim, and then shechayiv b'kaifer. So the Gemara asks first on this box, right, that Adam should pay kaifer, take away this kula. Let Adam pay kaifer. That's the Gemara's first kasha. And again, the Gemara just answers the tzeres hakasuv. What's the tzeres? Amakra kicholash yushas olav. Olav olay ala Adam. Next kasha. Yeshar chayiv barba devarim. Which box is that? Yeshar chayiv barba devarim is the other kula box. Yeshar chayiv barba devarim mekabel chaymer. Umar Adam Shein Chayev Chayev Barba Dvarim Shosh Chayev 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 Barba Dvarim. So that's asking a Pircha on this one. On this, that this Kula we should change into a Chumra. We should change that and be the Chayev Ashar Barba Dvarim. So that the Gemara Vayti answers the Gzeres HaKasav. I'm a Kroish Bab Yisei Vom Ashar Bab Yisei Gzeres HaKasav. Gemara stops. Now, why didn't the Gemara ask out the other two boxes? Why? What? Well, you can't ask, let Shor be putter from Kaifer from a Kabbal Chaymer. The Torah says Kaifer Yishasalav. It's obvious the Torah says. You can't ask, let Adam be putter from Arba Devarim. It's very clear the Torah says the Torah said Adam is saying Arba Devarim. So the Gemara didn't bother going through. The Gemara only went through things that were drushes. Things that are mafurish b'kra, the Gemara doesn't have to work through. So the Mela, this is the Cheshvan. This Cheshvan also only has one problem. And that is the Kula that Adam, when Adam kills, that it's the Kula he doesn't pay Kaifer. Chayra, you can't ask the Kasha that Adam who kills should pay Kaifer. Because Adam who kills, Adam kills, Chayiv Misa. Kamlev Yeramine. So Kamlev Yeramine, Adam kills his Kamlev Yeramine, so of course he doesn't pay Kaif. So that seems to be a problem. The Gemara's first kasha, that when Adam kills, he should pay Kaifer, seems to be a problem because Adam kills his Kamlev Yeramine. So if you turn back to Dalet Amud Aleph, there's a Tosis there that actually dealt with this. The Tosis Karoy Adam Shein Mishalom Es HaKaifer. The Gemara there said that Adam has a Kula, he doesn't pay Kaifer. Oh, good. I'm glad you saw the Rashi. I want to get to the Rashi. Good. Okay, I was hoping somebody would have noticed. Rashi Bavarant, I just want to point to you the Machlokes, the Riva, and the Ri in Tosfos. The Riva there said, "My chumra hizu de mishal mesakayfer." You should be kin like the Rabbine. Riva asks, "What do you mean, come to the Rabbine? That's why you don't pay kayfer." So how could the Gemara there said that Adam has a kula shen mishal mesakayfer and Beim has a chumra? What do you mean? It's not a chumra. Adam doesn't pay kayfer because I'm the Rabbine. The terrorist, the b'shegig nami potter. That even a shegig is potter. That was the Riva's terrorist. I marry the lab pirchei cloud. The lay mishter mishum kalam yirabi. The Ri said no, it's not al kamla. Not clear. What did the Ri mean? So the way we explain the Ri, then I forgot who we were quoting. What does it mean? There's no kamla yirabine by kaifer. So I forgot who says this. This was one of the rishayim. He says what's the pshat? He said, "Kamlei b'derabamine is only when two separate onshin come together in one situation. Someone is mazik on Shabbos. The parsha of Shabbos, the parsha of mazik, they come together, and you have two chiyuvim. You say kamlei b'derabamine. Kamlei b'derabamine is only when two different chiyuvim come together. If the Torah originally shtels avek two onshin for one ma'aser." That's not called the Ramine. That's called the Ramine. I mentioned then that it says Mishum Risha Achas Atemachayva. Yatemachayva Mishum Shtei Rishayis. You can't give a person two punishments. If he eats Nevela, why does he get 39 Malkis? Say, come with the Ramine, give him only one. Don't give him 39. Teretz says that 39 Malkis is the one punishment. That's the punishment of Teretz Kaveh. But the Teretz Kaveh punishment is no Kamlei. If the Torah would say a person who kills is chayev kaifer v'misa, the Ri says that's not kamlei d'ramine. Kamlei d'ramine is only in the Gemara. You always have kamlei d'ramine when two different things come together in one case. There's usually chil Shabbos and nazik or any type of situation where two things come together in one case. You have a woman who sai chayev v'misa, sai chayev v'malka. To a man. A kayin is marries his sister who's also a grusha. So this is a grusha. This is a balachai, say. In this case, they came together. You say kamlei. You only give him one einish. You don't say kamlei if the Torah originally was kedei at two einishim. That was the Ri's teretz. Rashi here apparently doesn't hold like the Ri because Rashi. In the first Rashi, in the narrow lines, Bavarin Zawakasha, Yayadam Chayev the Kaifer, Kigayim Bemezid Veloy Yisrube, if someone's amazed without Asra, the Lesser Bakhtala, he doesn't get Misa Veloy Bargalus, he's amazed, he doesn't go to Galus. So Rashi is Bavarin this Kasha. What's Rashi answering? Rashi is just going by the Mandi Omar, that you don't say, Kam Lev the Rabbi Minei, in a case where you don't actually give the Yayish. Not like those who say, come to Amina, even by Chayve Misa Shaygigin. Rashi's never gone, that if you don't get the Yayish, you don't say, come. If it is. Chayve is not it. So a person doesn't get killed, that's what Rashi's saying. The Gemara's Kasha was, Adam should pay Chayve. Nemesis is a cow, it doesn't. But in the Kasha, when the Gemara asked that Adam should have a Chumre, he pays Kaifer. So then, it's a Rashi. The cow is that he's Pata from Kaifer. No, you're not Pata because you're getting Misa. You get Pata even if you don't get Misa. That's what
he's
saying.
If he can't get Misa, then he gets
Kaifer. No, he doesn't. The cow.
Rashi,
the Demis says he does not. The Gemara is asking why you make all, he should have to pay kaifer. When the Gemara asked the kasha on that box, the Gemara said you should pay kaifer. So at that point, Rashi is saying that the kasha was you should pay kaifer in a place where you don't get killed. So therefore, that kula should we should erase that kula and replace it with a thumb. The emes is that you don't pay. Adam never pays kaifer. That's the emes. The question is why. Where he enters the Derech HaKadosh. Ibaya Lahu, one more piece of Gemara. Gemara has an Ibaya. When I wrote Shar for Kaifer, I deliberately wrote Shar. I didn't write Karen. Even though the Torah says Kaifer by Karen. But the Gemara now declares whether Shen V'Regel pay Kaifer. So the Gemara asks, "Ibayiluhu regal shadarsag abitinik the chatzar and nizik mahu shetashalim kaifer." Shaila is an animal, the derech regel that's mazik. Does it pay kaifer? Now the Gemara could have asked the same shaila by shame. Someone has an animal that eats. Someone has a chayah, an animal that eats meat. So if someone has an animal and the animal went and it attacked a human being or a baby and to eat it, does shame pay kaifer? Tosfos says, well, it didn't be shame. The chayah, the ruach, have a muslim rebuy. It's the same shayla. Do they pay kaifer or don't they pay kaifer? So the Gemara shayla is, why is the parasha of kaifer? Is it only by keren or is it even by rega? You say rega, you rega the shame. That's the Gemara's Ibaya. That's what goes through the rest of the Gemara. Let's see the Tutsdagim. What are the Tutsdagim? Sheregel pe kaifer. Mi amina mi did avia keren. Do we say just like keren? Keren ti di avia trade losses in the orchid. Just like keren, after two, three times, it becomes orchid. And mishalim kaifer, achinami. Regel is orchid. Vaishna pays kaifer. By Dilma, maybe not. Keren, Kavanasi Lahazik. Hi, ain't Kavanasi Lahazik. Maybe, why do you pay Kaifer by Keren? Which is Kavanasi Lahazik. But so if it's not Kavanasi Lahazik, you don't pay Kaifer. That's the Gemara Zibai. So, the Yishayim, Taisus, and the other Yishayim, Amatmiya, what's the Ibaya? The second half of the boy is true. Karen is Kavanasi Lahazik. So you can't learn from Karen to Regal. Karen is Kavanasi Lahazik and pay Kaifer. Regal is not Kavanasi Lahazik, you don't pay Kaifer. It's true. For Taisus, my Mesapkalei, Pshita Karen Chamir my time. Of course Karen is more Chamir. Taisus is wondering what the Ibaya is. What are the two stardom of this Ibaya? That's what Taisus is wondering. The Rosh answers Taisus Kasha in a pelagical way. The Rosh, it's I think a two-line Rosh, to explain the Ibaya. Again, what's the Shaila? The Gemara Shaila is, does Regel pay Kaifer or not? What are the two Tzadim? They're saying, Svara, it shouldn't pay, because Malik Karen should come off Eli Isaac. You kill a Regel out of Karen. So the Rosh says, Ibayilu regal shadasa gabitinu chasadizu nashi shalim kaifer. Listen to the Rosh. Iker tam haboi, the main shayla is, I darshinan olav dafka al keren. It says, kaifer yushas olav. How do we dash in the word olav? Is olav dafka al keren, iksinve, v'lay hashem v'regal. I tell him, Allah, al sharka amar, the chalki uve shar. It's an unusual thing. The Rosh changes the Gemara. Gemara has tutsdadim in the Ibaya. And the Rosh has different tutsdadim in the Ibaya. I can't explain to you when the Rosh has a right to change the Gemara's tutsdadim or when not. The Rosh understands this Gemara. And he tells his shon and brings this from other Rishonim as well. They understand the Gemara's Ibaya different than the way the Ibaya says in the Gemara. Different than the way the Gemara says two tzadim in Ibaya, and the Rosh says two different tzadim. The Rosh says it's a drasha shayla. Kaifer yushas alav, is alav dafka keren, or is alav dafka shar? Those are the two tzadim in Ibaya, the way the Rosh says. Now I want to get back to this Rosh I want to learn the Tashmat, so I want to make sure we can start out the Mud Lailam tomorrow. So let's learn the Gemara. And if you don't learn the Gemara yet, learn it with me. And I want to come back to the Tutzdad Medibaya the way the Rush learned the Tutzdad. Tashmat. Hichni Shairai Lachatzer Balabayis Shalai Bershus. If someone brought his shar into a chatzar on Nizik, Shalai Bershus. And it killed the balabayis. Hashar beskila. The shar gets skila. Now this is talking about Karen, Nokhoi. Ubaila, bein tam, bein muid, mishalim kaifer shalim, divir tarfi. It pays kaifer shalim. Now there's a chiddush that tam pays kaifer. The Torah only says kaifer by muid. By Karen Lewis. Reb Tarfa comes along, he says, even a tam pays, Bishus HaNizik, pays Nezek Shalom, Kaifer Shalom. So the Gemara, Kaifer Shalom, B'tam Reb Tarfa Menolei. How did Reb Tarfa learn that you pay Kaifer Shalom, Bishus HaNizik? We know from the Mishnah. Reb Tarfa knows Nezek Shalom, Bishus HaNizik. How does he know Kaifer Shalom? Must be the similar Svara to the Mishnah. La Mishum the Sabak Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Domer Tam Mishalim Chatzi Kaifer B'Shusarab. If you hold that Tam pays B'Shusarab Mechatzi Kaifer, Maisi Lei the Kalvachaymer Deregel. So just like Reb Tarfon has the Kalvachaymer in what's essentially the top box, right? Reb Tarfon in the top box held that Karen is not Kal B'Shusanizik. The first circle that we made, Reb Tarfon holds that has a Chumra. So the same thing. We'll do the same thing by Kaifer. He's going to Rabbi Yaisi, that it has a Chumra B'Shus HaRabin, that it pays Kaifer. So Memela, B'Shus HaNizik, we have to erase that Kula. And we have to say, it pays Kaifer Shalem B'Shus HaRabin. U'maisilei, Mekal V'Chaymer B'Regel. Alma, Yika Kaifer B'Regel. Elizabeth, Mekal V'Chaymer from Regel. Right? We're going to go back. Listen, it's the same Reparfa. So just like he makes a kabbalchaim in Amish, he makes a kabbalchaim here. Now, in order for that box, the top box, to be true by kaifer, by nezek it's ifa true. What about by kaifer? Is it true? Is it true? Regal is chomer b'shus hanizik. That's our ibaya. In order to make that top box hold true by kaifer, you must hold that kaifer pays, regal pays nezek sholem by kaifer. Now, if you don't understand what's happening here in this sugya, the Gemara's teretz, you have to understand that the whole Shaka V'Tari at this point is Reb Tarfon. The point is, Reb Tarfon here holds Kerem pays Nezek Shalem. He crosses out this Kula, and he says he pays Nezek Shalem. We have another Braisa that he says you pay Kaifer Shalem, even a Tarfon. Pays Kaifer Shalem over here. We're assuming that the only way it makes sense for him to say a chumra here is if the rest of this is all true. Now, for the rest of this to be true, Shane and Regel have to have a chumra of Bishus HaNizik by Kaifer. That means that there's a chumra that Shane and Regel, Bishus HaNizik, pay Kaifer. That was our ibayim. Is Kaifer only by Kara? Or is Kaifer even by Shane and Regel? Assuming that we're correct, the Reb Tarfon creates this type of box, which is the Reb Tarfon's kasha, that means that Shem and Regel have a chumra, which is an izik, that they pay kaifer. That's how the Gemara is pashit the sibaya. The Gemara is going to, at the end, is going to stay with it, that we talk a pashit, and Shem and Regel attack a chayiv, kaifer, which is an izik. And you have to understand this, to understand the next step in the Gemara. The next step is a little confusing. What the Gemara is going to do in the next step, it's going to say, no. Maybe there's no kaifer by name. You have to have a box full of chumra. Gemara will say, maybe this top box is talking by Nezikin of Shane Ray. And we're going to learn from the Zikin to Kaifer. We're going to make the Tarfon, we'll see in the Gemara in a minute, a limud from the Zikin to Kaifer. Let's see it inside. Correct the Gemara. So Gemara wanted to be patient. La mishum the sabak of Yaisi Adnili. Dome tam mishalem chatzi kaifer b'shesurab. My spirit of kavachay me mirego. Amma yika kaifer b'rego. Amma rafsi mi mirego. I know. Tana min the zikin de rego. My sila. He's learning it from the zikin de rego to kaifer. Rashi spells out what's the kavachay me. Madach rego. Which is Talm Bishus Arabin by Nezikin, and it's Chomor Bishus HaNezik by Nezikin. Sekeren, which Bishus Arabin has the Chumra of Kaifer, certainly Bishus HaNezik should have a Chumra of Kaifer. So, in other words, we're using Nezikin to establish that Bishus Arabin is Tal, Bishus HaNezik is Chomor. So we could learn that top box. The top line is Nezikin, bottom line is Kaifer. How do you learn from Nezikin to Kaifer? Because all I want to prove, right, the first step of Kavachayma proves that one thing is Kal, one thing is Chomer. The first step will show Rishus Harabim is Kal, Rishus HaNezik is Chomer. Once you show me that in the first step, so I can learn Kaifer in the second step. So that's the Gemara's new explanation of her path. So the Gemara, Lifreich, Mala Nezikin, the regal sheken yeshne be'esh. Now those words are misleading. Malin is ikin the regal sheken yeshne be'esh. Regal is by esh. It's not true. Regal is not by esh. If an animal lights a fire, places said early in the parak that is ishbar v'lo sharbar, and the same thing by esh. Shar machay van esh. When you touch malin is ikin the regal sheken yeshne be'esh, it means malin is ikin sheken yeshne be'esh. You're trying to learn the top line, which is Nezikin, to the bottom line, which is Kaifer. You want to learn from Nezikin to Kaifer? And you're saying Nezikin is Chum or Kaifer is Kal? That it's not true. You want to learn from Nezikin to Kaifer? Malin Nezikin, Nezikin to Regal, it means the Nezikin you're learning from. Malin Nezikin Shekinesh Be'esh. And Kaifer, there's no Kaifer Be'esh. So if you are a Mei Tamun, there's no Esh by Tamun. I'm Malin Tamun Shekinesh Be'bar. What are you going to do? What about bar? Nezikin is yeshnei bebar, the kelim. It's not by kelim. Malakev is yeshnei beish, the kelim tamunim. You have a case in Nezikin which is part of from kaifer and hezek. Malakev tamunim is yeshnei ba'adam. Elol hashmami nam a kaifer deregel ma'isi le almi a kaifer deregel shmami. So we're saying this: where Tarfin learns that box, top line kaifer, bottom line kaifer. Gemara tried to reject it by saying top line is Zikin, bottom line Kaifer. Gemara says no. Shmami no. From what? Right. You want to make a kavachimer from the Zikin. No, but you can't make kavachayim in the first place. You can't learn that if Nezikin has a chumrah that it pays b'shus hanizik, nezik shalom. So kaifer has a chumrah that it pays kaifer shalom. I say malin Nezikin that has other chumras, Asian bar and adam. B'shus harabim is more kal, b'shus hanizik is more chum. I don't want to say daya. I don't want to say daya at all. What I want to say is that I have a perch on the kavachaymer. This your second step of your kavachaymer is to be mechayev kaifer shalom, just like nezek shalom. You learn from nezek to kaifer. You can't, right, there are two ways to ask a pircha. You can ask a pircha on tchilas din, you can ask a pircha on safety. Here, we're asking a pircha that the on the tchilas din, the lima from the zikin, daya is on the saif. So we're not saying daya. We're saying here that the tchilas din is not accurate. Because you can only learn from the nizik if you learn from the zikin. But if that were true, then I would have to learn. But you say by Nezikin it's this way, and therefore And therefore, by Kaifer, it should have the same thing. So what the Gemara is saying is that by Kaifer, it doesn't have that, because to be Mechayiv Kaifer, Shalem, Rishus HaNizik, you have to learn it from the Zikim Rishus HaNizik. Because you have to learn it from. You're from Rishus HaRab. But you're all a Chachas from the Zikim. Okay. Zakti Gemara, Hachinami Mistavra, Amalei Rachim, the Torah, Vinachim Mistavra, the Ika Kaifer Beregel. He's like, that's like a Kaifer Beregel. Tana Mizika de Regel, my Silo. If you would have thought there's no Kaifer by Regel, that itself is a Pircha. Bound the Zika de Regel, Shkeshta Beregel. Al Shmami, no, the Kaifer de Regel, my Silo, the Kaifer Regel, Shmami. So we end up that this Kaifer by Regel, Kaifer Yusha Salav, goes on both. Okay, the Lumdis in this Sugya is the Rosh. The Rosh said that the Gemara's question, if there's Kaifer by Regel, it's Gzeres HaKosav Shaila. It says Kaifer Yishas Olav. Should we say Olav means only Karen? Or should we say Olav means everything? The Stipler asks that what do you mean? Look in the Chumash. And Kaifer Yishas Olav is by Karen Muin. It's in the parish of Karen. It's not in the parish of Karen. Shem Regel is a separate parish. What do you? The Rosh says the Ibaya was in Kaifa Yushas Olav. Does Olav mean Karen or does Olav mean Shar? All types of Shar. What do you mean? You mean all types of Shar? The Parsha is talking by Karen Muid. That's the preparation of the Parsha. What's your question? So the Stipler has a pshat in the Rosh. He calls it Bederach Pilpula. It's a simple pilpul. And it is a pilpul. He answers Shar Rambam with this. The Stipler is in. They printed the Chalakim of the Stipler. The Chelak Aleph. They printed the Stipler that Chiddushin Torah wrote as a young man that he never printed in the Kilas Yaakov. The Chelak Aleph Siman Lamites. It's very interesting, very imaginative way of looking at the Stipler. The flower is very creative in his thinking, and this piece is totally out of the box. But this is what his clair is. He has a very, very interesting clair. By Karen, there's a tam and there's a muet. A tam is part of kaifer, the way we passed it, and a muet pays kaifer. There's a parsha in the Torah of Keren Muid that says you pay kaifer. You pay for Yushas Olav. The Stipler says you could learn the Torah two ways. And depending on that, is this Gemara Zibayu, the Tzitzadu. The Pashta way to learn is there's this new mazik called Keren Muid. Torah says you pay kaifer. Pay for Yushas Olav. It's unique to Keren Muid, no place else. Could learn that way. Or you could learn the Torah totally differently. You could say, listen to this, there's a mazik called Shar. Shar is Keren, it's Shane, it's Regal. There's a mazik called Komine Shar. Komine the Shar. Why does the Torah have a separate parsha for Keren? It's excluding Keren Tam. It's telling you Keren Tam is different and only pays Chatzin Nezek. Karen Tam only pays Chatzin Nezek. This parsha is an exclusion to Karen Tam. Now, it says in Kaifer Yushas Olav, when it's saying in Kaifer Yushas Olav, it's telling you to exclude Karen Tam, which is the unusual magic. Memela Karen Muid, so Karen Muid is like Shem Beregel, which is Hanizik. It's like Shem Beregel. Karen Muid and Shem Beregel are the same thing. And all three of them are equal B'shus HaNizik. The Parsha of Kaifer goes on all of them. The exclusion is Tam, in other words. You have four types of Shara Mazik. Shem Muid, Karen Tam, Karen Muid. I'm sorry, Shem Regel, Karen Tam, Karen Muid. You have a Parsha of Kaifer. You can learn the Chumash two ways. When the Chumash mentions Karen Muid, you could say Karen Muid is the unusual one. It pays kaifer. Everything else doesn't. Or else you could say, the Torah is saying, Keren Tam is the unusual one. It's Pater. You have a Pater by being Keren Tam. And everything else does pay. It's an exclusion of Keren Tam, but all other Shah does pay. And if so, then Regal does pay. That's the way this type of looks at the Sibayi. This type of goes into a bit of an arichus. He finds cases that are not, what he calls not tam and not muad. They're in between. He says those cases will be enough community. If you find something that's half tam, half muad, then that'll be part of the Sibayi. If you learn the Torah is excluding tam, everything else pays, then it would pay. And if you hold that the Torah is saying a special din by muad, not quite tam, not quite muad, it would be different. Here's an example. It says, muad l'goyim is not a muad for yidden, Gemara says later. If an animal kicks only goyim and not yidden, it's fine. That's a bad thing. It's not a muad for yidden. The owner doesn't have to worry about yidden. Now, you're going to call this animal the cheska shimur? No. It's not a full time. It's not the cheska shimur. It's not a muid either. It's in between. Does this animal pay kaifer? This is totally the way you learn the chumash. If you learn that everything but tam pays kaifer, then it pays kaifer. If you learn only muid, it's a chiddush in muid, then only muid pays kaifer. The type has a shtickle tire in which he wants to put this, plug this into the rush's pshat in the Gemara, and sort of an in-between case. Okay, I went through the Amid quickly because we're short on days left yeshiva. We're going to start on the Mood Lilim tomorrow. I want to remind you of something those of you who are here all year should be shogel b'pichem. In the din of Adam Mood Lilim, we had a Yerushalmi in Taisvis Dalet Amid Aleph, Taisvis Dibra Maslid Kivan. It's a short Taisvis, all he really brings is Yerushalmi. It's not a Taisvis, it's Yerushalmi. You must be aware of that Yerushalmi. To talk about other Mood Lailam, right? The exception of other Mood Lailam by Haim is Gomor, but that's Isis. And Mr. Shem, tomorrow we'll start other Mood Lailam.